That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody tonight? Understand that the Super Bowl is tied 16-16, so we'll have to see what happens in overtime. Anyway, I'm here to talk about the year of the dragon, the year of the wood dragon. So I have some information on that for everyone. And tonight is our second week of February, so it's call at night to ask your question, one question. And the number is 888-627-6008. I'd like to have your name, your birthday, and where you're calling from, city and state. The number again is 888-627-6008. So let me start talking about what's coming up this week. You know, this week we have Valentine's Day. And that's always exciting, except you don't want to celebrate it on Valentine's Day if you can help but try for that Friday night or the weekend. As the moon transits close to Neptune, be aware of your mind escaping into thoughts of delusion. It's a very creative time for you to use your imagination. Just don't let your mind take you down that rabbit hole of unrealistic expectations. This is the time that you really can't do that. Like you expect who's going to win the Super Bowl, and it's tied in the fourth quarter. On February 13th, which is Tuesday, Mars conjuncts Pluto, and that means there could be some violence and overreaction to government controls around the world. So not only is it going to be in the U.S., but in other countries as well. I think that there's really going to be a hassle at the end of February regarding who's going to be allowed to run for president. Watch what happens. It'll be pretty surprising for you. Anger and hostility are on the rise because people do not like being controlled by the media or government. People don't like being controlled by anything or anyone. The moon is in Pisces all day, and the moon approaches the nodal axis. It's going to float into Aries at the end of the day. There will be a very intense emotion concerning manipulation through the media. That'll be very interesting to watch. You can find out that friends and social groups are becoming more argumentatively and disorderly, so avoid confrontation with others. So I think the energies are being stirred up this week. The sun will move into Aquarius on that same day, approaching Pluto, which makes the world more interested in finding harmony and balance in humanity. And that's because Pluto now is in Aquarius for the next 20 years. And so we're going to switch over to individualism and desire for money to the group, the collective, and helping humanity. February 14th is Valentine's Day, and that's on Wednesday, and is celebrated in many countries around the world. So, who is your sweetheart? The moon is in Aries all day and is approaching Jupiter, which makes this a beautiful time for expression around love and affection. Use the day for the celebration of love and romance. While the moon is in Aries, it also indicates travel plans will go well since the moon is approaching Jupiter, the great benefic planet that brings us protection. It also brings us luck and expansion. This indicates a new birthing process that can bring positive outcomes in all areas of our individual lives. Use this time to move forward in what you have been wanting to create all your life. Take your first step. Don't be hesitant. Don't be afraid. It's all coming together between now and May. Splitting wood and splitting fire. The Chinese New Year begins on February 10th, 2024, ushering us into the year of the Wood Dragon. While the archetype of the dragon applies directly to those born in 1940, 1952, 1964, 1976, 1988, 2000, 2012, and 2024, the energy of the Wood Dragon will lend itself to the collective in this coming year. Over the 3,000 years, the Chinese zodiac calendar has been used to predict the future health and prosperity. Understanding the nature of these forces will help us navigate a prosperous new year. So tonight I'm going to be giving you the meaning of the Wood Dragon and the best health and wellness practices for your sign in 2024. I want to remind you that this is a call-in night and that I would love to hear from you and answer your questions. The phone number to call is 888-627-6008. And now we're going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of February 12th through February 18th, 2024. This week brings a quest for power. People want to show off and try to control others' thoughts and feelings. Monday, Tuesday, and Friday will hold a different vibe, however. These soft, emotional, beautiful, and romantic days bring in a tender feeling of affection combined with passion and an intellectual connection to create lasting bonds. Venus is moving through Capricorn from January 23rd through February 16th. This is a better combination for business than personal relationships. Be sure to get grounded and clear on the boundaries in your relationships. Venus harmonizes well with ambitious Mars in Capricorn. The Chinese Lunar Year of the Dragon begins on Saturday, February 10th. Dragon years are thought to be lucky, highly energetic, and passionate, as well as good for new beginnings. Remember to build for the future rather than expecting immediate results. On Tuesday, Mars enters Aquarius and joins up with Pluto. This energy helps us to adjust to this new cosmic era with strength, determination, and fortitude. Someone could now do something bold and completely unexpected that changes the situation significantly. This could be a world event along with something in your personal life. Someone may cross the red line, making it hard to assess the consequences correctly. However, the fact that what is happening calls into question a fundamental self-image, the evidence will become clear on February 16th at the latest, when Venus enters Aquarius and conjuncts Pluto the next day. Mercury squares Uranus at the same time. Wednesday brings Valentine's Day that falls into this expect the unexpected time period. The moon will be in sensual Taurus. Favorite activities include restaurants that appeal to your senses, massages, and the usual candy and flowers. Stay away from control freaks and those with volatile emotions on Wednesday and Thursday. Their mood swings have no logic, so don't waste your time trying to talk things out. Just leave and let them cool down. It might be best for you to celebrate Love Day Friday night or over the weekend when the passion returns. February 5th through 17th brings in a bit of a wild card energy. Personal planets, Mercury, Mars, and Venus, all align with the outer planet of transformation, Pluto, in Aquarius over that period of time. There is a certain letting go and rebuilding going on under this energy. Then, a whole new relationship cycle begins on February 21st and 22nd, when Venus and Mars align in Aquarius. It is abundantly clear now that we are in the midst of a transition and that there's no way back. Some are enthusiastic, but for others, it's all happening far too quickly, overstepping a mark, and above all, without their consent or involvement. The connection of Venus, Mars, and Pluto in Aquarius also intensifies issues around love and relationships. A new relationship cycle begins, making this a favorable time to clarify your needs in existing partnerships. A love relationship that begins now could open up a whole new dimension for you. And creative work can bring in excellent results as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. You can also sign up for your personal reading on my website. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm back. I'm reminding you that it's call-in night. And so far, we haven't had any calls, probably because of the Super Bowl excitement. But the number is 888-627-6008. So now I'm going to be talking to you about the Year of the Dragon and what's going to happen to each of you. The Wood Dragon brings the best health and wellness practice for your sign in 2024. I hope everybody knows what their Chinese astrology animal is. Wood is the element of yang. It is the energy of spring, of reaching towards the light while deepening roots into the soil. In Chinese philosophy, yin and yang are the oppositional, interdependent energies that make up the entirety of the universe, and they bring balance. Yin energy is a lunar, feminine, and passive, and the yang energy is solar, masculine, and active. The wood element is associated with the liver and the gallbladder and relates to planning and execution, a sign of vitality and vibrance. Wood is responsible for the smooth flow of the Shakti energy of the body, circulating life force, and the blood flowing within the body. When emotions are out of balance, the chi energy does not flow, and there is stagnation. If that's left untreated, The results are irritability, anger, and poor decision making. Well, we have some callers, and I'm glad about that. Donna from Washington, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Donna. How are
very
you?
Very nice to speak with you. I'm glad you're really recouping well. And my question is, I just got a new job, and they were such in a hurry to get me processed and, you know, all ready to go. And I was thinking, I was actually kind of nervous, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be working 5 days a week all of a sudden. And, but I needed Monday to like really balance. And as it turns out, they didn't need me like at all this week. They have nothing. Now I am a substitute. So in other words, someone has an issue if they call me. And I'm wondering, you know, how is this job, like, I'm not going to be getting health insurance like I thought I would. And I was a W-2.
I don't think it's a job for you, Donna. I think you have to walk away from it. I'm sorry. I feel that they've been dishonest, that they're playing games, and you don't need it. So that's my take on it. They're being dishonest with you. I don't know why. When is
well,
your birthday,
I think they
Donna?
Wanted. My birthday is September 6, 1963. I'm a Virgo year of the rabbit.
There you go. You just finished up your year. I just don't have a good feeling about this. I don't know. You didn't sign a contract, did you?
Oh, no. They don't have any contract. I'm a substitute. Right. I'm a substitute school nurse. They have no contracts.
So what I'm trying to say is that it's hit or miss. These are not good people to be working for, not this group. So I don't think you're going to be going in. But the Virgo full moon is coming at the end of the month, so you will be open for other things to come along. But when people this way, you don't have to allow it.
Yeah, well, I figured I would give it a week, and then I have two things I was thinking about. Either go work for this, try to get in with this agency, or else I was going to go off the, you know, like really stick my neck out and try and start my own business.
Well, you can do that. Do both. Because this is the time for starting a new business, and you have luck coming. You've got the full moon in Virgo. But these people you need to walk away from. Don't give them any more time. That's what I'm saying. Do what you're going to do, your plan B. Do that now. Okay? And listen, I'm glad you called. I'm glad I could tell you that. So thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay. Is it okay if I start it next week, my plan? Or should I really start it this week?
Start your plans this week. Start your plans now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great evening. Thank you.
We have Suzanne from California. How are you, Suzanne? Where are you in California?
San Jose.
San Jose. I know the way to there.
Yeah, you remember that song.
I do. Wasn't that a Burt Bacharach song? So you're a Capricorn.
No, I think it was someone's, it was a female singer, and I can't remember her name.
It was Dionne Warwick, but the one who wrote it was Burt Bacharach. Anyway, what's your question tonight?
Okay. Oh, well, thank you for you being you and being here to help guide us as we go through this journey. My question tonight is, basically, I have inherited property with my other siblings. And at this point, there's, I think, sometimes deception going around this property. And I'm wondering to obtain legal advice, get an attorney. And if I do, will this be successful? Or should I just move forward?
First of all, it has to be successful. And yes, you should get an attorney. Are there three of you?
There's a total of five. five siblings.
Who's the executor?
Pardon?
Who's the executor?
My second eldest brother.
Okay. David. You have to absolutely, unfortunately, have your attorney or get attorney advice. Do you have a copy of the will?
It's asked for over a year, and it's still not being produced.
Oh, you can get a copy
Deception.
Of the will. Who's the attorney?
I don't know.
Suzanne.
I don't know. Not even that.
Okay, this is what you want to do tomorrow morning. Call the courthouse of the county that your parents died in and ask if the will has been filed. You can't wait over. Ask if the will has been filed. If he's executrix, he has to prove it. And he can't be executrix until he goes to court with the will and is named executrix by the judge. So put a call into your county and tell them to watch for this. If the will has been filed, you have a right to have a copy of it. And you could get a lawyer and have them do it too. So know what your rights are. Okay, he's probably processed it and taken everything. I hope not, but go to the courthouse in the morning and then they'll tell you if you need a judge. If the will's been filed, you're going to need an attorney. Okay?
Very well. So
good.
We'll go from there. Do you think I shall be successful in those efforts? Because it's looking that way.
You will be, but you have to go to court and get it done. You have to do it the hard way.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Very well.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lana. Have a great day.
And now we have Nancy from Wisconsin, and she's in Arizona. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
You are. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, my question is, will I win a major lottery so that
Don't ask me a lottery question. Don't ever, ever ask me a lottery question. I am not about the lottery.
Well, I want to win it for a senior center in Port Washington, Wisconsin. There's a very specific reason. It's not for me. It's for the senior center.
Doesn't matter. I don't answer my
Doesn't matter. Question. Okay. Just thought
Thank
I'd try.
You. Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Listening. Thank you. I don't answer lottery questions. It's not my thing. I don't do gambling. I never have. I answer health questions. I answer questions about people that are going through hard times emotionally. I'm very good at what I do, but I do not do lottery. I hope you people understand. So now we'll get back to the Year of the Dragon. I'm going to go over it again. It's the Wood Dragon, and the energy of the lunar is passive and feminine. The energy of the solar, of the yang, is masculine and active. So the wood element is associated with the liver and the gallbladder and relates to planning and execution. And that's what I'm trying to tell everybody about starting something new. Like I said to Donna before, start something new rather than having people jerk you around, because it will take off. It will work out. And if you go within and allow that creativity come out of you, which is going to be very powerful this week, then you won't be sorry. The smooth flow of the body and balance is what we're looking for. When emotions are out of balance, the energy does not flow and there's stagnation. If the energy is untreated, and the results will be irritability, anger, poor decision making. Dragons are yang in nature. They're dynamic, they're intelligent, they're spiritual and wise. Dragons are curious, independent thinkers and love to gather knowledge. Apropos of this, the symbol of the dragon holds a pearl of wisdom. They have intense focus. Setting goals, they will dive deep into subjects, gaining expertise and mastery. Above all, dragons value intelligence, wisdom, and loyalty. Dragons don't tolerate stupidity and can be unforgiving if cheated. Never, ever try to manipulate a dragon. Pay attention to balancing the yang energies of the dragon with the yin energies of the earth. That's the component for the dragon. You can grow and expand to great heights in your career and personal life this year. Remember, deep roots support growth and expansion. The Chinese zodiac is composed of 12 animals for the zodiac, and they're paired with one of the five elements: earth, metal, water, wood, and fire. During the Han Dynasty in 200 BC, the 12 animal zodiacs became officially designated as the official animals of the zodiac. The Chinese zodiac is based on a lunar calendar cycle, and each lunar new year will also have an element cycle that rotates. The 12-year cycle follows Jupiter's orbit around the sun, which then takes roughly 11.8 years. So it's basically a 12-year cycle, and the element this time is wood. So it's the dragon, the wood dragon. The yang signs are monkey, tiger, rat, horse, dragon, and the dog. And the yin signs are the rooster, rabbit, pig, snake, ox, and goat. If you were born in January or early February, double check the dates for the start of the zodiac year. You may have more influence from the previous year than the one that we're going into. We're leaving the year of the rabbit and we're going into the sign of the wood dragon, and it started yesterday, and that will go on until next January. I don't have the date for next year, but it's exciting to know which you are and what's coming for you. So the dragon is 1952, 1964, 1976, 1988, 2000, 2012, and 2024. And they tend to have careers where they can share, articulate, and express their wisdom. Generally healthy, they run the risk of running fast and running on adrenal fumes. The fire in their belly can manifest as stomach and digestive issues, such as acid reflux. Drained resources can lead to problems with circulation and body aches, while poor sleep can result in impatience, moodiness, and melancholy for the dragon. The snake. The snake's years are 1953, 1965, 1977, 1989, 2001, 2013, and the upcoming 2025. Because of the ability to shed their skins, snakes are natural empaths, and the ability to adapt to feel the vibration of those around them. So they can also strike or react without thinking, especially if they feel tread upon or slighted, leading to misunderstandings and emotional drama. The snakes need to feel accepted, understood, and loved. One thing about the snake is if they have a falling out with you, they really chalk you off, and they misunderstand a lot. They misunderstand a lot, and they hold that as their truth. So it's really hard to get through to them if they feel slighted by you. And sometimes you don't even know if you've hurt their feelings. You just don't hear from them. They ghost you. They're the people that ghost you. The horse. 1954, 1966, 78, 1990, 22, 2002, 2014, and 2026. I'm a year of the horse. Horses bring dynamic passion to everything they do. They can run hot and cold, but move through emotions quickly, forgiving and forgetting. They're natural healers. Horses need to clear their energy field and take breaks from stressful situations. They pick up on anxiety and danger, which manifests in the body as heart palpitation and stomach problems. Horses can suffer from loneliness and can become very anxious if they feel trapped or in a situation or a job. They don't like that. So, I have a caller named Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you? He didn't want to be on the phone, but his birthday is in December, and he wanted to know if he would meet somebody in the next 4 months. Mark, you can meet somebody tomorrow morning. But you have to be open to it. You're a Capricorn, a beginning of Capricorn. So you have to ask yourself a question. Am I open to receiving love and affection? Do I really want a relationship? Because what you tend to do, Mark, is set up barriers or set up impossible situations to get to know you. And you're a great guy. People want to get to know you. You have to give them a chance. You've been hurt. You have a history, but you have to look at starting to flow better and starting and not to have any expectations. And yes, I think something will be coming along for you during the earth sign. So May and August will be the 2 months that you could meet somebody. So let me know and keep in touch. Okay, Mark? Thank you for listening. Now we're going to take our half-hour break, and I'll be back after these messages. And our song tonight is Puff the Magic Dragon, of course. I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong friend. Not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon
a land called Honolulu.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I can still see my little kids running around the house singing that song. And you know that there is a Honolulu? It's on Kauai in Hawaii. And I went there when I went to Hawaii. I thought that was a little piece of information you'd enjoy. We're working with the Chinese New Year that started yesterday in the Year of the Dragon. And I'm going through each one. And so we're at the monkey. Now, the monkey is 1956, 1968, 1980, 1992, 2004, 2016, and coming again in 2028. They're playful, smart, curious, and jovial. Monkey make for great company. They are often cast as the life of the party, an exhausting role that can lead to burnout, poor focus, and bouts of depression. Attention seeking, they care deeply about what others think of them and are easily hurt. This sensitivity can lead to binge eating, consuming junk food, sugar, and alcohol to assuage their feelings. Monkey follow the latest trends. Monkey see, monkey do, but that gets bored where they don't see results. Pay attention to emotional swings that can cause addictive patterns of sugar consumption, alcohol, and caffeine intake. Don't have over expectations. Create strategies to pivot when expectations are disappointing, and find a friend or a support group that helps make exercise and eating healthy, interactive, and fun. The next one is the rooster. And the rooster is 57, 1969, 1981, 1993, 205, 217, and 229. Roosters are fierce at fighting for what they want and make for great allies. While they like to manage teams, they are not always good team players. Needing others to see their side of things can leave them vulnerable to temper flares and emotional outbursts. Feeling misunderstood and unappreciated can cause family strife to be stressful for roosters with loved ones walking on eggshells around them. They can micromanage, pecking at all the details and redoing and overthinking a project. They can get stressed and worried about the future. That is, the sky is falling. Remember the rooster with the sky is falling? Or was that Chicken Lincoln? Perfectionism and control can trigger the nervous system to be in a state of flight or fight, creating a vicious cycle. And that is not good for the body at all. So be careful this year. Try to control it and be aware. The dog. 1958, 1970, 1982, 1994, 2006, 2018, and 2030. Dogs are great collaborators. They like to structure and a clear hierarchy and will raise to the occasion. They're very protective, taking on alpha roles and leading a team to success. Yet, being a top dog can be exhausting. Long hours can lead to lack of sleep, irregular eating, or indulgence in comfort foods. You may find yourself jumping in to help others, forgetting to take care of your own needs, resulting in burnout and getting sick as a dog. Without structure, life can feel very overwhelming for the dog. Now we have the pig. The pig is 1959, 1971, 1983, 1995, 2007, 2019, and 2031. Pigs tend to have an optimistic outlook, focused on the pleasure of the present They don't worry about the future. They don't worry about the past. However, the indulgent nature of the pig brings in feelings and patterns of not enough or not good enough. Pigs may give in to the immediate gratification and end up overeating, overdrinking, and overspending, all of which they later regret. These and other quick fixes are surefire health failures. Being overwhelmed results in a lack of motivation and a feeling of being stuck in the mud. How can a pig get unstuck? Take small steps for big changes. Like swap sweet potatoes for potatoes and incorporate an accountability buddy or bestie to keep your healthy activities fun and your energy moving. Don't get distracted by promises of quick fixes and trendy diets. And don't compare your starting point with somebody else's finish line. That's an Elizabeth Joyce famous quote. Don't compare your starting point with somebody else's finish line. It's a good thing to remember. The next one is the rat, which really begins the zodiac. The rat is 1936, 1948, 1960, 72, 84, 96, 2008, 2020, and 2032. Rats are clever, resourceful, versatile, and kind. Rats are the spirited survivor of the zodiac. However, they tend to hoard and hold on to things that don't serve them. That is, clutter in the home and hoarders. Because the fixed element of the rat is water, there's an opportunity for growth this year as water feeds wood. There can also be energy vampires and health issues that feed from the rat, sucking away their time and money. This can cause anxiety, adrenal exhaustion, stress-related illnesses, and bowel problems. So make sure you stay as balanced as you possibly can. The next one is the ox. And the ox is 1949, 1961, 1973, 85, 97, 2009, 221, and 233. Honest and dependable, and prone to a workaholic tendencies, the ox is known to have a sturdy constitution. Their work hard and play hard ethics leaves little time for diet, sleep, and exercise, which leads to a depleted energy and erratic eating. Poor food choices and weight gain brings a thick middle, as well as unpleasant digestive problems. They could have heartburn and acid reflux. And there's also a risk of heart disease and joint pain, especially in the neck, shoulders, knees, and hips. Does that sound familiar to you? This year, you got to make health your priority. It has to be your priority. Manage your schedule with compassion. Be good with your inner talk. Take care to eat at regular times and incorporate some cardio exercises to get your heart pumping and your blood flowing. Next is the tiger. The tiger is 1950, 1962, 74, 86, 98, 2010, 2022, and 2034. Tigers are clever, vigorous, and courageous. Tigers are strong-minded, and they don't give in, and they don't give up easily. It's my way or the highway with a tiger. Often taking on a leadership role, tigers push themselves to achieve and succeed in all areas of their life and can bite off more than they can chew. Wanting to receive recognition and feel satisfaction, they may ignore their own need for food, rest, and renewal. They're not usually good meditators. So get with it this year, you little tigers. Like all big cats, it's important for tigers to get sufficient sleep and regular meals and to stave off burnout. The yang energy of the wood can make tigers quick to anger. It's easy to let stress and anxiety build up in your body. Remember to release it. Social media is a toxic distraction. Cats like to play, stretch, listen to soft music, and get body rubs. Try a little yoga and body work, like working out, working your chakras together. Your pets will intuitively love that exercise. Did you ever lay down with a pet and put on music and rub their belly? It's a wonderful feeling. The rabbit, that's the last one. The rabbit is in 1951, 1963, 1975, 1987, 99, 2011, 2023, and 2035. Rabbits are quiet, confident, kind, and smart. Rabbits who have a magical connection to the moon, and they're detail-driven and goal-oriented. They're hopping forward with leaps and bounds. Rabbits are always busy, as their active, creative, and intelligent minds never stop. They are adrenal junkies. Rabbits are attracted to extreme sports and stimuli. This restlessness can lead to many commitments and activities, and eventually emotional and physical burnout. What is prescribed for organized for the rabbit, What's prescribed for the rabbit is organized rest and limited stimulants. Use a calendar to schedule restore times that won't trigger adrenals. Incorporate a meditation and breathwork practice to balance anxiety and nervous energy. Limit caffeine intake, sugar, and no processed foods. Well, that's the calendar for the zodiac, the Chinese zodiac of the animals. It's a lot of fun to read through it. And you can download this show and listen to it this week. Next week, I'll be talking about what's coming the last 2 weeks of February. And it promises to be very active, very shocking. For some, it'll be upsetting. And for some, well, they intuitively knew what was going to happen anyway. So be prepared. Remember to drop it to your heart. Don't allow yourself to get carried away with the heavy energy that's coming. We also have a Virgo full moon coming, and I'll be talking about that next week. I love to hear from you. I love you to email me at elizabeth@newvisions.com, new-visions. And there's an email on my website, which is new-visions.com. So we're at the end of the show. We are going to hear William tonight. He's going to open his heart to the world. He's going to let us know about the moonlight. We have a meditation, and of course, we have Richard. And Richard is playing alignment tonight to align us to the inner galaxy and to receive more of that plasma energy that's coming through to us. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Open my eyes. See you playing everywhere for your life. do. Let me watch you grow tall from seeds that were so small. Open my hands to the world. Open my hands to the world.
Stars tonight, oh sweet.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Thank you. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath. Get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in. Lift yourself up. Feel the angels. Bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you.